debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
There you go.
But it's a lot of work. But it's a lot of work to fix it up, though.
There you go.
Smells like old leather.
You're vintage. Your
just leave it in the barn.
Your kitty is vintage. You got a vintage. But here's the deal. You got a vintage. You got a grandma kitty on a young girl's body. That's the problem.
Well, I know.
Now, see, again,
it's a problem.
Not trying to get too far into your head today, and everybody feels like I'm picking on you, but it's just so easy picking. It is your vagina is just so it just I'm so mesmerized by your vagina. I want to talk about it. I want to break it down. I want to analyze it.
Hear that?
But Bubba, it's like, you know, I call you like, oh my God, Bubba, I found this bar find, and we pull off the cover and it's a Daewoo.
Yeah.
I got a Daewoo.
No, but hold on, Dan. It's a nice Daewoo. Like, it's nice. Oh, it's yeah.
It's still a Lanos.
Vintage Daewoo.
1.8 liter.
Three cylinder.
Plastic fan.
Can't get parts for it.
Hatch pack.
Yeah.
Can't find the key.
Yeah. You can't get parts for it. You know.
Smells a little musty.
Yeah. There was cats living in it. They've had four sets of litter in the back seat.
Rats chewed up the wires.
Right. Hold on, y'all.
Filled with cat fur. Dander.
What the hell?
But that's what your vagina's like, Anna. We're trying to get it out and about. I mean, Anna, if you kept seeing me in the year, how long have we been together?
A year and a half.
Okay, so in the 18 months that we've been together, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know that I've not gotten in the shape that I need to be in, but you can see that I'm working on it, right?
Oh, yes. You're a night and day from a year and a half ago, Bubba.
But I'm asking, not my boyfriend, who I'm asking, you know, a girl that I have no chance with that is just truly my friend, and she's, you know. But Anna, I mean, I'm attempting to get in better shape.
Yeah, and you got it dialed in all other aspects, like your hair, the goatee's really working for you.
I'm making an effort, you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you, on the other hand, outside of working out and staying in shape,
that's big.
But you're not using a lot of parts that you know you need to be using.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, like U93 would be playing this and you'd have your girl.
It was number six on the billboard.
This is when I dated a girl named Nikki Daugherty. Remember with her
boots.
Her dad's name was Boots, and her hands got corduroy rubbed off on them. Remember?
Yeah.
And she's. So this was like.
Did you actually like? I mean, did your missile come out of the silo, or is it just still?
No, it stayed. The missile stayed in the garage, but you can you can get a missile to explode.
Oh, okay. So you had an explosion.
I had an explosion in the corduroys.
Okay.
But in order to get said explosion, Nikki had to rub the corduroys extra hard.
Feverishly.
So the material went off into her hand. So when I took her back home, her dad said, "What have you guys been doing?" He talked like that. And I go, "Nothing, Mr. Boots." He goes, "Why is Nikki's hands all blue and your corduroys are rubbed raw by your crotch?" I go, "Oh my, I don't know. I gotta go."
Did the zipper get in the way?
No, she was set in fast time.
Bubba's corduroys, 1,000 bits.
And by the way, we were
that's a shoot too. That wasn't just a real cheer.
Now, listen to this. So in the fall of 83, I guarantee you, because I played football, and the standard operating procedure would be after the game. She'd be waiting for me with my letter jacket.
Okay.
And then we would get my Maverick.
Baby blue.
Baby blue Ford Maverick. And I'd follow Larry, and we'd go out to the Fiddler Cement plant because the games got over about 10. We were showered, and if it was a home game, we were done by 10:15.
Okay, well, at least you showered.
No, you had to.
Yeah, you
had to
shower. I know.
Yeah,
disgusting.
You had to. So we go to the cement plant, and she starts going to town on my corduroys because Coach Westover had a rule. That on game day, you wore your jersey, but you couldn't wear jeans. He wanted you to wear a little bit nicer. So he Coach Westover suggested corduroys. So I had a black pair of corduroys and a blue pair of corduroys. So we go to the Fiddler plant. Now, Larry, I can see Larry over his, and he's just full-blown, you know, like making a movie over there. You know, he's got her this way. He's got her that way. It's just nice. Going, you know, you can. I mean, they're effing. And I'm just trying to get a little rub here. So she starts rubbing me, and, you know, if you rub corduroy long enough, the corduroy will rub off.
Looks like she's been with a smurf.
Down to the base of the material, and that's white. So she rubs me. She rubs my corduroys right down to zero, but I don't know because it's dark.
And so you exploded, so who cares?
And I had my party.
Yeah.
And back then, I didn't even know. Like, she did. I was trying to, like, you know, lick on her boobs a little bit and make, and she gave me a little bit of that, and I made out with her a little bit.
But then she stopped you?
Yeah, there was no jet skiing, two-finger cul-de-sac, and there was none of that.
Cheeto fingers?
No, none of that. My fingers were not sponsored by Cheetos.
Aw.
So, but but I got mine nonetheless, right?
Yeah.
I take her home at 10 till now. Her dad was this big truck-driving, cigarette-smoking dude named Boots.
Boots,
we walk in, and he was waiting for us in the kitchen. He's like, "Where are your kids been?" That's how he talked. I go, "Oh, we just, after the football game, we went up to the root beer. B&K root beer is where everybody would go and, like, you know, hang out.
B&K, that's like the generic A&W?
Yeah, it was called B&K root beer. And they literally would, you'd roll your window down, and they wouldn't roller skate in the wintertime, but they would roller skate out to you and bring you, you know, like a root beer float and a chili dog or whatever. Well, that's where everybody went with the hope that wasn't getting hand jobs. And so, you know, if you were sexually active or you're trying to make out or do naughty stuff, you were out at the Fiddler Cement plant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were just a regular guy, you were at the B&K root beer stand. So I tell Boots, "Well, Mr. Boots, we were at the B&K root beer stand." He goes, "Why is Nikki's hands all blue?" And I look down, and she looks at her hands, and they completely look like they got spray-painted blue. And he goes, "Why?"
Like she just voted in Afghanistan.
Yeah, like she just voted in Afghanistan. And he goes, "Why are your corduroys rubbed off? I think it's time for you to go home." And I go, "Yep, it is, Mr. Boots." So she called me the next day. That's back when you had to call a person's house.
Right.
Oh, Christ.
So she calls my house.
And no caller ID, so you didn't know who it was.
No, phone rings. My sister answers it. "Hello?" And it's Nikki, and she's crying. She's like, "Tara, can you put Bubba on?" It's like,
what did my brother do this time?
Yeah.
Tara's like in sixth or seventh grade or something. Probably doesn't even know what's happening. And so Nikki's crying. She's like, "My dad says we can't be together anymore. You need to come over and pick up your letter jacket." So I had to drive over there and grab my letter jacket because that means that was official.
Mm. You was he there?
No.
Oh, no. He went, she came out to my car and gave me my letter jacket, my class ring.
Oh.
That was like breaking up back then.
Oh, wow.
All that's because.
Did you cry?
She didn't give you a goodbye rubbing?
No. I told her a clip of my corduroys.
Did your mom say anything?
Well, my mom didn't really, I I didn't really have a curfew.
No, but I mean, like, she probably, I mean, did she do your laundry then?
Yeah.
She didn't say, like, what happened to your corduroys?
I think she did, but I know what I did. I think I actually threw them away.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
Probably the smart move.
Yeah, I know this because it was homecoming. And we were supposed to be going to the homecoming dance, but we didn't. We went out to the Fiddler instead, Fiddler's Pet Plant.
So you didn't go to homecoming at all?
So it was, no, I didn't go to the homecoming dance part. Okay. Look at me, I'm a dancer. I'm trying to get some ass.
Right.
So homecoming was like towards the end of the year. We only had one more home game. So I figured, okay, I can throw the blue ones out because I still got the black ones. My mom won't be corduroyless.
Okay.
And I only have to have them for one more game. So I put the black ones on and I didn't have, you know, I didn't have a date anymore. I got caught getting corduroyed.
Poor thing.
Then I had a crush on Jill Bolesky.
How'd that go?
Well, I mean, that's...
Did you have to drive across state lines?
No. Oh. She was a year older than me.
Oh, hey, scandalous.
Yeah, she was a year older than me.
Is that like one of the only times that's ever happened?
I have the infamous Bubba AVN astronaut suit. At least I could tell on the way I carry it, like, just everybody knows their body. And so, like, if I I don't have to try the pants on to know the pants are going to fit.
Sure.
If the jacket fits and I can button it all the way,
right,
which I can,
mm-hmm,
then I know the pants are going to fit.
Sure.
So, I do got to tell you that I was the most afraid of it not fitting. But obviously it fits.
Yeah.
So
well, too.
Mm-hmm. Well. And so.
It's a picture on Instagram.
Is it on our Instagram?
It is.
Oh.
And it's also on my Instagram because I liked it so much.
Don't try to like you're trying to get hot on my deal because you're
no,
not.
No, it's just a fun picture.
You're clowning me.
I'm not clowning you. You look good.
Don't call me.
You look great.
Steve Harvey Clem is what they're calling me.
Yeah, well.
Now, I've come to an interesting crossroads now. Now I may not want to sell it. and if I do sell it, then it may come with the caveat that I'm going to wear it for the BARP party as a rib blitz. And then after the BARP party, I'm going to wear it one more time, which will be for the BARP party.
Now, do you know where your sword cane's at?
I'm sure we can find it.
Okay. It'd be cool to have that with it.
And your hair looks better now than it did when you wore it the first time.
Yeah, I think I can. Well, now my hair matches my suit.
Exactly.
But Blitz, I should probably try to, I'm going to try to find that watch,
mm-hmm,
and I know where my rings are, and try to like completely emulate that whole deal.
Cool.
And roll around here like, you know, instead of like in a t-shirt with a pair of sweatpants. I think last year I had a long sleeve Bubba Army thermal shirt on with like some sweatpants. And that's what it was going to be this year.
Right.
But why not make it, you know, I'm the you know, it's my event. I need
to
be
there. You're going to have 3 nights of entertaining to do.
I'm talking about the you know, the party in itself.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's like the main night.
You
need to wear your nice outfit that
night. It's my gala, is it not? This show is to, it's our year-end gala. It's, mm-hmm,
it's our premier event.
It's our Grammys. It's our Emmys. It's our Oscars. It's the end all be all of Bubba Army.
It's our AVNs.
They're asking, are you going to put the hoops back in?
No, don't do
that. The Careless Whispers?
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah, I mean, that emulates it.
You have to re-pierce your ears.
I can't find those earrings.
What?
I cannot find them. I lost them.
Again?
But that
Did you check your shoes again?
That being said, I could put just regular hoops in.
What?
Yeah,
no,
ones, like the hooker hoops.
What, did I have hoops in at the AVNs?
No, you're the Careless Whispers.
You're the Careless Whispers, I thought.
That's what I'm saying. I had earrings in.
Yes, you did.
Needless to say.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if I can't find those earrings, Blitz, then I should at least find earrings, should I not?
I want to see you wear the big hooker hoops.
I'm not wearing.
Bubba, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hole.
I'm not wearing some Jody Watley hooker hoops, okay? Somebody send me Jody Watley hooker hoops. But Blitz, I know where the watch is, so I can wear the watch.
Okay.
I can wear the two rings.
Do you still have the rings?
Yes, still have the rings.
Okay.
You can wear your Bubba Army ring.
I could wear my
this year.
I lost one.
No, but like the new one.
Blitz, yeah. Can you believe I lost? Like that would be
like. I still
like,
think there was someone stole it. Probably.
You think somebody stole? Yeah.
No.
Yes. That's exactly what you need to wear.
That looks absolutely hideous.
You look so good, Bubba. Tell him, Lummy. Lummy, how good would he look?
There's no. This whole thing's a rib.
Your neck's not long so enough. Good.
This whole thing's a goddamn rib to begin with. I'm going with the rib, but I'm going to stop the rib at the hooker hoops, okay?
All right.
I'll wear the gold watch, the fake gold watch. I'll wear the rings. I'll find regular earrings to wear. But I'm not wearing these as those substitute earrings. Sorry. Now, do I
hate when chicks wear those things, man. They're so bad.
Now, Blitz, I...
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
I'm going to do magic tricks on stage. I'm going to put my face... I'm going to take my face and run it through my earring and then back through.
They wouldn't hang. They'd be like sitting on your shoulder.
They would. Because I don't have a neck.
Right.
So it just look like I got. I can visually like, see why you're so
loud. You'd be part of a two ring circus.
Like a little parrot on the side of your shoulder.
Like what?
Like a little parrot.
Like a little parrot?
Like a little parrot.
On your shoulder.
I got a parrot. It's my head. Oh. It's not a parrot on my shoulder. It's my head. So I'm at a crossroads here, Blitz, where do I not sell this suit because it is the most infamous article of clothing I've ever had, and it fits now, and I just shouldn't sell it because I could wear it. I can re-rock
sell it. After
it.
Burp.
I could re-rock it. Oh, there's a couple options. I don't sell it, Blitz, because I could continue to re-rock it because, I mean, quite frankly, even me sitting down, it looks pretty damn good.
It looks great. Yeah.
And I'm able to button all the buttons and have a little bit of room. So I'm going to be able to pull it off. Now, do I, A, well, first of all, I think it's locked in that I wear it for Barb.
Yes.
Like I'll tell you what. I'll find the other suits I have, your old suits.
They'll be too big, Blitz. They're going
to
be there.
To sell.
Oh, to sell?
Yeah. Even if they're a couple $100, I don't want them.
If you can put them together as ensembles, perhaps. But, okay. I was never really photographed in those.
I know.
You know, so we could give them away, I guess.
But like we can
you buy the astronaut, you get the pinstripe Willy for free.
Right. Right.
Well, if you wear it, like big bucks come into the party, so like, could he just get it if he is the winning
bid?
Well,
now we have to understand. Yes, if we do it that way, but do I just take it off the market now? I mean, here's the deal. If I do sell it, then you cannot take possession of it until after I wear it for Barp. Okay. I'm going to wear it for the Barp party. That's the last time I'm going to wear it. And then if you're there, I'll give it to you. Or if you're not here, then I'll send it to you. That's if I decide to sell it.
Okay.
Now, but maybe, Blitz, I do sell it because the price is going to get ran up a little bit because of the Barp factor.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's a part of me that says maybe I shouldn't sell it. I need some direction.
Sell it after burp.
But you don't think I should? Yeah, because I'm never going to rock it anywhere else.
I mean, no. that's a front page outfit too. We need to next time we're on front page, you should be wearing that.
Oh, so get as much mileage as I can out of it. You're ripping
people. I'm actually serious. People scrolling through are going to like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
some dude, some fat old guy in a freaking silver suit. What is he?
Satellite.
What's he? Think he's Austin Powers? What the hell's this guy doing?
You're sticking around to find out.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So here's the way the official ruling is going to be. Whoever ends up winning this Bubba Army Avian still fits me and I look good as F astronaut suit, the most iconic piece of clothing I've ever worn at an event.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins it, A, if you're not going to be at the Barp party, I will send it to you that Monday. And Blitz, one would have to at least agree with me that my shipping and packing department is second to none. If I say it's going out Monday, it'll go out Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but try not to get like mac and cheese on it or something at the party.
No, everybody be respectful. Don't spill stuff on me because
no. I mean, like, you know,
she's saying if
you're having a snack or something.
No, Anna, I'm gonna try to I'll take my coat off.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just get a bib.
And if you do go to the Barp party, I'll just fold. I'll literally, give it to you that night in a box. Or Blitz, I wonder if I should just take my clothes off right on stage and give it to him.
Hell yeah!
That's what you should do.
There you go. If at the end of the night The final thing we do, Blitz, after the ring presentations and after
the ring,
gets nude.
After the ring presentations, you know, it's
before
always
before the orgy.
We usually try to do the ring presentations about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
People don't start clearing out of here till like midnight. The party goes on for a while.
Yep.
We start wrapping it up about midnight, 12:30. Start shooing people out of here. We got a big cleanup, big mess on our hands. The final thing I'll do on stage is I'll take, you know, because I'll have underwear. And it's like an undershirt on.
Sure.
My underwear looks like boxers anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So I'll take off this astronaut suit on stage if the person that wins the bid is there and hand it to you live on stage. Man, it's going to be freshly crotched up and everything, Blitz. Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to, like, if you're into sniffing, you know, guys' asses.
Yeah.
And you know I'm going to be blowing farts in it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not a microphone. The suit.
Might be blowing farts. I'm actually going to try to fart as much as I can. Maybe you can sniff the seat of my ass.
Oh, my God.
Pants right there on stage.
Do you think you still have the same shoes?
These doesn't come with... I don't even know what shoes...
No, just for you
I
to
don't
wear.
Even, is
wearing
there a picture?
Orthopedic slides.
Hold on, Lummy. Is there a picture of me in the shoes?
They're like, I think, brown, like, alligator-looking shoes.
No. I wouldn't have worn a cheap shoe like that.
Wow, I don't know. I can't... It's hard to see.
Does anybody have a picture of the shoes that I wore that night?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah,
the alligator shoes.
I'll tell you if they're... I think they were my black buckle shoes, were they not?
These look brown, but I can't... I mean, it's...
I can't even see it. Brown?
I know they're screaming. I'll tell you that right now. I mean... Oh, those are some... Yeah.
You have
those
them?
Are like some green... Fake alligator.
Okay,
deal.
So I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, if I can find those shoes, I'll wear the fake green over the top willies too. I'll throw those in. It looks like I'm
Jesus says you still have them.
It looks like no Blitz. So if you look right here, it looks like my left leg, which is a little bit forward. The shoe is just absolutely
screaming. It's yelling. That gator is going off me.
It's getting ready to have a blowout. Look at it right here.
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
Right here.
Like when tires get those bubbles on them, ready to blow out?
Yeah, like right when you're cornering too hard and your sidewall blows out of your tire.
No, it looks like one of those slow motion of a dragster.
Yeah.
When the back tire of a dragster gets all folded up.
Right. when the
top alcohol.
When the wheel goes from 0 to 10,000 RPMs in 1 second.
The wheel itself turns, but the tire isn't turning
right.
Yet.
Oh, God. Poor
shit. Just screaming.
Look at my little legs. I mean, the coat's cut so that it's long, but it just accentuates how little my legs are. Well, it looks like my torso is the, like I am Johnny Long Torso.
You got no legs.
I'm Johnny Long Torso. This, hey, he's got two things going for him. He's got a long torso, but he's got super short legs. And so I don't think this coat's very flattering on me.
The coat is.
What?
Pants. I don't know if the lights are hitting them weird.
Well, no. The coat's really long.
Yeah.
And the
even
are...
on me, it's really long.
It's a 58 long, is what it is.
So it's a 55-20 inseam?
I'm like a
20?
I'm like a 58-20. Blitz, didn't I say I was a 58-29? I'm a 58-29.
Yes.
58 coat, 29 inseam.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 72 waist.
My God.
I know I got some food that you made for me here that I've been wanting to eat.
Me too. Right in front of me.
So there's about a half a dozen. There's how many buttons? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's 1, 2, 3. I think there's 6 buttons on here, or maybe 7.
Normally 3.
Is the hanky built into the coat?
It looks like a pocket square.
No, it's not. It's
oh.
And look, see this little, I don't know what this is. This could be worth a bunch of money, Blitz, and I'm just putting it on the lapel. It's a lapel pin.
Oh. What but it is?
I don't know what it is.
What does it say?
It's a Ferrari.
Oh.
What?
It's a Ferrari.
Dan pinned you before you went on stage.
It's a Ferrari lapel pin, and if you can see, Blitz, see it on the... On the picture?
Yeah.
I had it on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. Maybe this is like worth something. Maybe.
Show it to the camera. I want to see it.
All right, hold on. It's super duper. Let me. My arms won't reach that tall. Hold on.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you think it's from Dan?
Maybe it's your way of saying hi to Dan in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's not a Ferrari, is it? That's
I can barely.
I don't know what that is.
That's not a Ferrari.
No, that's like a lion?
Is that maybe the entrance into the swinger party that night?
Maybe.
Yeah, it looks like an animal. Smiling.
I'm going to take it off, but Blitz, I'll include it. but I got to find out what it is.
Okay.
In order to be able to find out what it is, I have to have it off the jacket, right? To me, it looked like the Ferrari signal, but I don't know.
No, it's not.
Maybe, you know, a lot of times blitzes, if you have an entrance and like they'll look at, you have to put a little lapel on your, like the Secret Service. Maybe,
yeah,
I don't know.
Got upside down pineapple.
I don't know if.
Right? Isn't that what it is?
No.
Oh.
Upside down pineapple means you're a swinger.
Oh.
The Secret Service, if you know anything about the Secret Service, and I guarantee you can Google this, but they have certain lapel pins. They can identify people.
Oh, okay. So
and
that,
how close you
so
are to the president.
That's actually a cougar because you like cougars, right?
I don't know what it is. We probably need to look at what
it is. It looks like a royal lion.
And I don't know if that was like that, but Blitz, that might have been what you had to wear in order to get backstage. So the
like a VIP pass.
Yes.
Could be.
Like the Secret Service, what I'm trying to tell you is they have certain lapel pins. And if you have a certain lapel pin, that's how close you can get to the president.
Yeah, it denotes how your security clearance level.
Yes. And they'll start with like just a little lapel pin, and that way a guy quickly can identify whether that guy's even supposed to be in this area or not.
Makes sense.
So maybe that's what this was, some kind of secret. Because, I mean, I know we did a lot of, there was a lot of.
Like what?
What happened?
My wife and I were part of, you know, an after party.
Oh,
I'll just
nice.
Say that. That was in Stormy's.
In Stormy's something, all right.
Did she have a suite?
It was in her suite, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Among
it was in her suite.
You're so lazy that you don't even like to wipe your ass.
What? I'm not lummy.
I'm just saying, like, you know,
where
like.
Where did I didn't wipe my
like
ass?
You did say,
lummy. That when you were in the hospital.
You in the hospital, you said there was a few times where you didn't even wipe.
I was done and fucking hooked up to machines.
Whoa! Lummy!
Lummy!
What?
Lummy!
You said that word.
Said the F word, buddy.
I thought I said effing.
No, you said the whole word, buddy. No.
You let it fly.
Look at me in the eyes.
I thought I said effing.
It's called, I'm sorry, let me say
I'm sorry, Bubba. I'm looking at it, I'm sorry.
He's so disappointed in you.
Like, let me look, I'm not even mad, look at me, look at.
I know, we're just shocked.
I'm like.
It happens.
Let me, I'm like, buddy, what?
I got worked up. I really worked up, I'm sorry.
Lummy, that's the kid touching a radio, dropping the F-bomb, buddy. Yeah. Buddy. Like, that's like the worst thing you can do. It's like Radio 101. You don't look at me. You don't say that word. That's the one word. That's the word. Those are not the words.
Yeah, those are not the words.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
Mommy, how do you? No, not even that. I don't even want you to. I don't want you to hit yourself. My God, Blitz. I think it was fairly recently. We just had a thing with Lummy where he almost lost the license once before.
No,
he
let
the
F word
through, and now he's just saying it.
Just
cut out the middleman. I'll just say it.
Jesus.
Let me, I'm going to have Tyler, as soon as we end this segment, which is right now, Blitz, can we get a copy of whether he said it or not?
He totally
did.
Oh, no,
he did.
Oh, they said I said it. I swear, I just was starting to get mad. I thought I said effing.
No.
But I am wrong, and I'm sorry.
Warren.
I know.
Buddy.
Jesus.
My God, it's like, the number one rule in radio is don't say the F word.
Yeah.
Either one.
The F word's the coolest word in the English language.
Both of them.
It really is. For real, the F word is the cool. It means a lot of different things, and sometimes it means cool stuff. Hey, you want to?
Yeah.
When a girl says that to you, isn't that the coolest thing ever?
It absolutely is.
If the girl, not the guy, but the girl says, hey, you want to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she uses that word. That word.
Yep.
Not screw, have sex, intercourse, make love.
Do it.
That word. Hey, do you want to?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hottest thing known to man.
It really is.
But it can also be very, very, very problematic in broadcast, television, radio, or anything else. Lummy, you know that we're on, you know, the terrestrial side of things right now, buddy. You know this distinct difference.
Yeah, this is a hot mic.
God. So mad. You know what? I'm so mad I'm not mad.
Uh-oh.
I get that.
I'm so mad that if I was to get as mad as I want to get, it would be destructive.
Oh, no.
And so I'm not mad. I'm sad. God damn it, Lummy. I'm sad as hell.
So sad.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.
Way to go, you fucking idiot.
God dang it, Lummy.
Fuck boy.
Fuck you, little fuck boy. You
fucking piece of shit.
I'm going to keep telling you the F word.
Fucking fuck boy.
I'm allowed to.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, because we're trained professionals.
Yeah, we know what we know how to fucking off.
We know what forum we're on.
Yeah, we know when we're on fucking hot mic.
We don't take it out of a news article. So yeah.
All because you didn't wipe your fucking ass.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You fucking dirty ass. All?
Yeah, you had shit all up in your ass. You didn't fucking wipe it.
Okay, listen.
Careful.
So, Lummy, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that you asked me not to talk about. And so...
This should be good.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Now, Lummy, you've worked with me for how long?
A long time.
Okay, now, let's ask every other employee. If you gave me some type of nonsensical drama and you asked my advice on it and you said, please don't bring this up on the air, promise me, what do you think I'm going to do?
Open the show
with
it.
Bring it up on the air?
Oh, at least within the first 5 minutes of the program, have it wide open like an opening festive wound, like just I ripped the Band-Aid right off of it and threw rubbing alcohol right into the wound.
A fresh wound.
You can't set me up with better content than that.
Right.
Like, Lummy, I couldn't write it any better.
I thought it was kind of like, hey, you know,
your buds?
So Lummy, Lummy texted me yesterday. I'm literally paraphrasing the exchange. Hey, Bubba. I'm not kidding you guys. This is exactly how it went.
Well, we know.
Vince Foster, 1,000 bits.
Can I talk to you about something as a friend? Well, of course, Lummy. And not be on the air tomorrow? And I go,
Of course, Lummy. Anything you tell me won't end up on the air.
Yeah, he told me that, too.
And then I particularly said, listen, if it's about, like, Wilbur or something like that, yeah, you know, we probably shouldn't. Yeah, of course, not on the air. And I thought, like, oh, no. Anyway, he doesn't even let me really answer the question.
I can't wait to hear what it's about.
Me too.
I can't. He doesn't even let me really answer the question. He just goes into what's bugging him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I think I got, quote, unquote, dirty dogged today by Anna. And I go,
what?
That's exactly what my reaction was. That was Anna.
Oh, you know you did. Okay.
Hold on. Now listen. Listen to me, Anna. That's exactly my saying. I go, dirty dog. And he goes, well, you know, I like having the belt, but I'd rather not even have it if you're just going to give it to Anna. I go,
Are you really upset about that?
I don't know that he's upset. I just think that it's
enough to text you.
It's in his head.
Yeah, it's the trickery. And how happy and you just and Bubba mind. I just wanted to. I still got you faked me out.
That's what
you're
he kept
like,
saying.
Salute me. I'm the champ.
That's what
and
he kept saying.
Take my headphones off.
But I'm as lost now as I was then because he kind of got into this deal and he said after Dirty Dog he said tricked and all and so I'm like Lummy, you don't have to answer to her. You don't understand. You can tell her literally, F off, bitch. You can. You don't have to follow. If she's trying to work you.
I see.
If you think that she's trying to work you, Lummy, into getting the belt, I can assure you that I don't think that she's that maniacal, first of all. And secondly, it's just your stupidity. You lost the belt. She didn't trick you out of the belt.
You gave it to her.
He
doesn't want you to think that you gave it to me because he wants you to think that it's a prized possession, which it is. And I didn't do anything wrong.
What do you mean? You were like, and you're
I heard the music. I got excited.
Here, bitch boy.
Salute me, and you did.
All it took is for her to say salute me, and you gave her the belt.
So, I took my headphones off.
And he saluted me.
But here's the deal. Blitz, now I am kind of starting to come into my setup here, and Lummy goes on. I guarantee it was at least 2 or 3 minutes of what he just went through. Well, you know, saluting, and then, I'm just like, and I go, Lummy, what's the real issue? Like, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, sir. Nothing. And I go, what?
What?
And that's how we ended it. And so, Lummy, I'm as lost.
You flapped him up because he had something else he wanted to talk about.
Lummy, I'm as lost then, yesterday at 3:30, as I am now. What was yesterday's phone call about?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What was it? What were you trying to say?
No, I just because it yep. Like Jonesy said, the brain game that you're playing. My score is a 9, and that there's this I'm
your
getting mind effed over my VAD score. Okay, and I'm just being a huge key, and Anna is in on this, and like it was all a big whodunit and how she did it, and then it was like, whoa, and then you thought I wanted to give up the belt, and I didn't really want the belt because then Blitz was sitting there going, well, if you know, he did give her, and you did the rule, and I don't want you to think that I didn't respect you giving me the belt.
This is the same thing he was spieling last night. So this is the same stuff. As he was saying last night, and I'm just
me and Lummy talk on the phone a lot. I know how these conversations go.
And I was just like,
"Oh, you spin me out too, Blitz."
And so,
I say hello, Lummy.
So then, again, Lummy, at the end of the conversation last night, is the same thing I'm going to say right now. What's the problem?
Like I said, I didn't want you mad at me thinking I gave up the belt, and I also thought that she tricked me, and then I kind of wanted to feel you out to see if it was a big. where you had a plan to have her trick me to give her the belt to see how easy it was for me to then give her the belt. And but I didn't want to show you disrespect.
Alex Jones Garrison over there thinks it's some giant conspiracy against him.
Again, Blitz is exactly what he was saying last night.
I know.
And I'm like, now I'm not even mad. Now I'm like, I want to hear more of this nonsense. And
why I stay on the phone for like an hour or two with Lummy sometimes. It's hilarious.
So Lummy, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that she screwed you out of the belt? Yeah. This was a Tampa screw job?
You understand that I didn't give her the belt and
you did. Technically, you did.
But I didn't do it in like a way that you were scared that, well, like if Dr. Dan gave me $5 or I just didn't care anymore and I wanted to get rid of the belt because I thought she didn't pay you for
the belt.
Well, I know
that's
that.
A fact.
But she did, she did kind of, you know. And then Bubba said he wasn't going to give it to her. And then she already was like all happy. And I think she knew that realistically she was going to get the belt. But then you somehow saw me give it
Bubba?
Up so easy. And then you were like, oh, no, I mean, I wasn't going to do it. But then, like, you know, I gave it to her. And then you're like, you gave it up. I can't believe you gave her up. So I wanted to kind of almost clarify.
You know that one little marble inside that Folgers can? That's mm-hmm. what's going on right now, man. He just...
Ting, 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 yeah. ting.
And I think he may... So, Lummy, were
like
you
a,
having
he's
this...
like a pinball machine.
Were you having this struggle with yourself yesterday? And then that's why you wanted to talk about it?
Yeah.
And then you thought that this talk... So, Blitz, let me ask you a question. If what we just heard is what I heard yesterday, would you be able to keep that quiet from the show?
No.
No.
I want to know how he was going to form all this into a text.
I got... Yeah, exactly.
Ashley drafted it.
I don't think I could have, but I thought maybe if I kind of said, like, you know, hey, I thought the belt was kind of... taken from me. I didn't give it up. I was bamboozled. And I thought maybe Bubba would, you know, come back with, you know, it's all good, buddy. I love you.
No,
you know, like understand.
Uh-uh.
Is this what you daydream about?
I don't know what. You guys.
Don't you have a kid to worry about?
But here's the thing.
Just napping.
Please, I want everybody to understand that, like, this is not a get on. I'm not trying to get on Lummy here. Like, there's no punishment or, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not mad at Lummy. I just can't. help but share this with the audience as to what I had to go through yesterday, as to what this guy's got going on. I mean, how do you not keep that off the air? How do you right. not talk right. about that?
Good call.
Lummy, God bless your little soul, but I still don't know what you're trying to say. I know this. I think you might be a little bit mad that Anna has the strap. You feel as if she kind of set you up to maybe double dirty dog you.
Yep.
And you know, and then you want me to know that although I hadn't said given her the belt yet, you thought that was coming, so you gave it to her.
He was trying to be proactive.
Realistically, those words were never uttered out of my mouth. A real true belt holder doesn't give it away until the boss man says, hand it over.
Yeah.
You hold on to it, you know, with all of your life, thinking, you know, the guy could change his mind. Because Lummy, quite frankly, I was only going to give you a belt warning.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know, I wasn't even going to give you a belt violation.
Someone gifted it to me.
So realistically, Lummy, Blitz, this has to be scored as a gift.
Oh, it was.
Come on.
Thank you so much.
Like at the end of the day.
That means I'm the first gifter.
Yeah, and you know what?
And I got crap for it.
And you saluted.
No, hold
Thank
on.
You so much.
And you didn't even gift it. Like you gifted it to her.
I would have loved to gift it to Dr. Dan on Monday.
Like, Blitz, you know, if you had the belt, you're like, you know what, Dan and I went out this weekend and let me drive his car around mm-hmm. a little bit. We went to the Coffees and Cars show, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I got bit by a bee and he stitched me up, whatever.
Yeah, he stitched me up whatever. Over that big, giant bee sting.
Whatever hero act Dan could potentially do for us, right?
Right. Sure.
And you have the strap and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna gift it to Dan. Then you tell me you like to do the gift. We do the whole ceremony of the gift. But it's still on record as gifting it to Dr. Dan, yep. somebody cool.
And the Chopper Keeper as a gift.
And yeah.
But I ain't got no Ferrari.
Hold on.
Or no medical skills.
Lummy, you want to talk about jobbing yourself even further? And I didn't even have this mindset yesterday when I talked to you, but I should have just stopped you in your tracks and said, oh, yeah, you can feel as if you're sorry and it may have been taken away, but you're the bitch that gifted her. This belt was not handed down by the office. This belt was... scored as a gift.
Yes, it was.
Thank you,
Blitz, the commissioner of our show. How do you score that, Blitz? Was that somebody was awarded by the office or was that a gift?
That was a complete gift, And a salute.
Thank you for the salute.
I think, Lovey, you should give me the history of the modern day bell. And with possible denotions and or one asterisk. Oh. And that would say the last belt exchange was done under the gift parameters. It was gifted by one Lummy to Anna Hummel. Gifted. You must denote if a belt is awarded or gifted. And you might, I don't want you to say awarded after every belt, because everyone has been awarded except one. It's easier just to tell you who didn't win the strap as a contributing member of the show, but instead was just handed the strap as a gift. And then that makes the office think that the person that handed it over as a gift really doesn't care about the office now, doesn't it?
Yeah, not much.
Like me and Blitz, seems like one of these employees, I mean, this employee seems like he didn't even, like, want to be here. He just handed the strap
just
over willy-nilly.
Just giving away, and then saluting afterwards. Like, it doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah. Buy some lunch.
I'll do it.
Man, you can't buy lunch for $10 anymore.
No way.
I went and got a... This is a little bit against my diet parameters, but I cheated on Sunday. I went and got a Bacon King from Burger King. Medium. Onion rings. Dr. Pepper. $10.25.
Did you use the app?
No.
Oh, that's why.
Lummy, give me the modern day era of... The championship belt of the PRN.
The Jesus era of the Bubba Army co-host.
What are the three eras that we have in itself, Lummy?
Jesus era, caveman era, and the original era.
You know, it's not
error.
You don't pronounce it as if it was a mistake that the third baseman made. Yeah. Error. Yeah. Scored as an error, it is era.
My weather side of the family is from New England, so sometimes you carry...
I've never heard a New England
era.
I've never heard.
Yeah, the Kennedys.
The Kennedys
era.
Call it era.
No, yeah. Don't try to tell me.
You ain't no Kennedy.
I'm not Kennedy, but they're from New England.
You're not,
my father part of family
from
New England.
No,
they're not.
They're from Cape Cod. Stop it.
No, they're from Warwick.
All right, so it's called era.
Era.
Okay.
Era. It's the
sounds
Jesus
so natural.
Era. Yes, it. Caveman era.
How many?
Okay. Original era.
I'm watching The Departed right now.
Kapakika.
All right,
Mommy,
from the Jesus era. Bubba Army Co-host Championship Belt has consisted of Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Lummy. Anna, Lummy, Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Lummy, Caitlin Hatley, Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Anna, Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Lummy, Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, JD, Lummy, Anna, gifted by Bitch Boy Lummy.
So, Lummy, not only did you think our phone call that we were having...
Was private.
But two, it's even biting you more in the ass because I didn't even remember while you were talking to me yesterday that the belt was gifted.
No, that's even worse.
Like I wasn't even thinking about that. I would even bitch you out even more.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
As Blitz told me, just sometimes
here's
stop
the deal.
Talking.
I'm not like getting on you at all, buddy. I'm just we want things properly scored and denoted around here, do we not?
Yes, sir.
Very much sticklers on the stats, buddy.
Yeah.
So, sorry I had to talk about our conversation. And I don't want anybody to think I'm getting on Lummy, because I'm not mad at you at all, Lum. We worked right through that now, didn't we?
Yes, I understand.
Did we answer your question? I don't think so.
Not at all. I don't think you think that. I think that I didn't gift. Never. Man.
Do I know?
Oh, shit, everybody, come on. You don't think that I think that you think that I think that you might think that I thought
that I gifted the belt because I didn't respect the belt. And that's what I think you think that I was thinking at the time that I did that.
Huh?
When I think you think we think.
Exactly. Anna gets it. Ding, ding.
Hi. I'm the CEO of this corporation. These are my employees. These are what we talk about here. Can you imagine if you're in a major company's boardroom and you got an employee who goes, boss man, I'm thinking that you're thinking that I thought that when you thought I thought about that, when we were thinking that you thought I was disrespecting you, but I wasn't thinking that at all. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I just wasn't thinking.
Man, what are we building? I hope we're not building anything smart out back because we are a stupid company.
Have you seen the shanty?
Oh, come on. Don't pick on the shanty.
Blitz.
Survived multiple hurricanes.
No, here's the problem, Blitz. Yep. Here's the problem. And you tell me if it's this. Tell me if you think maybe I'm right. Because you're like, you probably know what's really happening down there. But here's just my white trash Kentucky windage opinion, okay? We got a lot of rain this past summer. And really, really soaked that wood.
Yeah.
And now, as the wood is starting to dry out from being soaked all summer long, it's getting moldy and brittly.
Oh, it's getting brittly.
So, Blitz, is that correct? Yeah. After Lummi left yesterday, there was a few bananas in the kitchen that were starting to get rotten. So, by the way,
they love them.
I know. So me and Anna went back there to give them to the goats. It was just two bananas. And there was a piece of wood, like, just sitting out there in the open with screws sticking straight up where, like, if anyone or the goat stepped on it, they would have cut their foot. So I had to go in there and rescue the goats from this shanty wood that was just laying there.
So you mean that was the wood that was formerly part of the shanty but has now fallen off?
Nail up.
Yes.
Because like the goats jump inches off of it. You know, it's white trash jungle gym for the goats. You know, they're out there doing full gainers and stuff. They still think it's pretty cool, but it looks, it's just so...
Oh, yeah, they love it because they don't know any better.
Yeah, and Blitz, you know what? I just met our neighbor, Doug.
Yep.
And he's the people that own the building next door, and this guy's very successful and very rich.
Yes, he
is. And his building over there is super cool.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
And I said, Bruce, what do you think about us as neighbors? And he goes...
Well, he said, number one, my name's not Bruce, but go ahead.
His name's Doug. Doug. His name's Doug, right?
Yes.
I go, Doug. He goes, we like you guys. You guys are pretty cool. You know that they think we're the bunch of hillbillies over here.
Of course he does.
This guy's got six Lamborghinis over there.
Well, he told me a few weeks ago, I was talking to him, and he told me that the van they had there, he's like, I didn't like the way the van looked, so I went and bought them a brand new Sprinter to have.
Now, Lummi, there is some big rabbit controversy.
Yeah, well.
So.
Yeah, Lummi.
I don't know what's going on, but.
Well, remember we came up with,
instead of the whole round, somebody spraying too much Roundup.
The hawk that lives there, I saw it carry it away.
Yeah?
Yeah, the hawk, it carried it away. And then one of the raccoons got the other one.
Yeah.
that natural, you know, the animals.
Yeah.
Natural, you know, the animals.
Just like the virus, right?
Is that what I'm supposed to tell his irate wife?
Yeah.
That found their black bunny?
Yeah.
Completely zoinksville out with his fropping at the mouth?
It wasn't the gallon of Roundup?
Nope.
It was the hawk
that dropped it and the raccoon animals.
Yeah.
Nature taking its course.
Yeah, so they have little bunnies over there. But Blitz, we should at least get credit for being the first neighbors in this community to have an animal. Like, you know, we have...
I don't think they have bunnies over there. It's like our ducks. They're just like
and they feed those other ducks too. That was the old duck keeper.
They think that some of our animals are theirs.
That's fine.
I'm just gonna go over and tell them. Hey, listen, it's where you sleep at night, and they're all sleeping on our property.
Mm-hmm.
Like in child custody, Blitz, you could have the kid all day, but wherever the kid sleeps at night, is considered a night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you know, if you have them like 3 nights and 2 nights, it's whatever. You can manipulate the system. It's children.
Okay.
No, but like, it's official. Where you live is where you sleep. Like, that's where you live. You could be out all day somewhere else, but if where you lay your head at night is like considered your official home.
Right.
And all those animals sleep over here, don't they, Lummi?
Oh, yeah. And I've seen bunnies over here, too.
Do we really want to claim the ducks and the bunnies, though?
Well, the bunnies are cute. Well,
I know that our neighbor's wife is full hot because she thought that black bunny was hers.
And now it's dead.
And they have a little bunny pen back there. That's all. They're not in the goat, duck, snake, frog business like we are. They're just in the cute little, we got a couple bunnies over here. And there really are bunnies. There are bunnies that go over there and, you know, our bunnies are white trash trying to work the rich people.
Mm-hmm. They're trick-or-treating in the rich neighborhood.
Yeah, our buddies are over there trick-or-treating in the rich neighborhood, okay?
Looking for the full-size.
We're handing out candy corns over here.
They're looking for the full-size Snickers.
We're handing out candy corns here or four pennies. I had neighbors that would put four pennies in scotch tape, but not five, four.
No, they didn't use aluminum foil?
Nope. Scotch tape.
What was the last name?
Did you take him and throw him back at the window?
Yeah, we'd throw him,
What do you think, Anna?
What was the last name?
What
was the last name?
Goldstein.
There was no Jews in Warsaw, Indiana. Oh.
You racist, Lummy?
I didn't say it. He did.
Lummy, how dare you?
I guessed the last name.
I'd like to file a complaint. Lummy is a Nazi.
Hold on. Anti-Semitic.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Why would you say that? I admit that. Goldsteins that aren't Jewish.
Two F-bombs and an anti-Semitic slur in 1 week?
It's actually more than you people.
You didn't ask if the last name was the plumber.
Salute.
Or you went right to the Goldsteins.
I know a lot of Goldsteins. Pitbull's last name's Goldstein, okay? I don't think he's Jewish.
That's a lie.
Don't try to cover your ass by saying that your black friend is named Goldstein. There's no black guys that you hang out with named Goldstein, okay?
There could be.
So now you just lied.
Yeah. Tyrone.
I thought we're in show business and we're working here.
His full name is Pitbull. Pitbull Goldstein.
Then Lummy comes with the, I thought we were working. That doesn't include FCC and or Semitic violations.
Yes.
Semitic? What are you talking about? Anna, it's Jewish. We're allowed to talk
exactly,
like that.
And that's why I'm not offended.
You're not. Yes, and the Jewish person is the one that's filing
and
the
complaint. And you called me a Nazi and I'm German, so I'm offended now because we don't appreciate that.
You're racist. You're not German. Look at
you. I'm not Germany.
Rubelisky?
You can't spell Germany.
I thought you were from Massachusetts.
That's where the Germans were from.
We're Massachusetts.
That's the era.
How far
people.
Back are we going? I think if we go far back, we're all almost part of the same society at one time or another. If you go back, my Native American heritage might have been hanging out with Anna's Native American.
We're all from
heritage.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
So we're all Jewish. If you think about it,
no, we're not.
No, we're all African.
Yeah.
No, because Adam and Eve were never mind.
Okay.
Because Adam and Eve were what? Let me go ahead and walk us through this.
Obviously, if the Jewish religion believes in God and that Adam and Eve actually came from God, and then that's how the Jewish religion started, then technically Adam and Eve were Jewish, and then everyone came from Adam and Eve, so we're all Jewish in one way or another.
Well, at the end of the day, that's not really, it should be probably geographically where Adam and Eve were from, would be what we're really a part of, right?
Okay, so they're from Israeli, so we're Israelis.
They're from Israeli.
Oh, Israel, whatever. So we're all Israelis. Exactly. See? Broke it down.
How long has Israel been around for?
Huh? Well, no, it hasn't been around that long. Because technically, if you think about it, it's been switched over and the people have been taken into slavery for millions of years, or technically thousands of years, because they don't believe in millions of years. The Earth hasn't been here that long, according to the Bible.
What the hell? The more he talks, the better it gets.
Well, they're going off the Old Testament, but they don't believe in the New Testament, so technically we don't really know that gap between the BC and AD. There's really no timeline on between there, but they don't believe in the AD. They don't believe in the New Testament.
Hey, Bubba. It's obvious that Lummy went and saw his doctor yesterday.
I did.
Steamed up.
And he's double dipping using mine too.
He's making up for lost time.
Hold on. Not only is he using.
I can't help it. I have two nuts in my head now that are spinning and they're looking good. Because if you think about it, it's true.
I got two nuts in my head that are spinning and they're looking good.
Yeah, if you want to get real philosophical on the whole Bible thing, I mean, realistically, that means we all came from that side and it's all that. So
what side?
The Jewish side.
The Jewish has a side now?
Yes. Well, technically, no. I don't know.
Imagine like roaming around Earth like this.
Imagine
with this brain.
Imagine being Ashley.
Or Wilbur.
They listen. I mean, I think. They sit there. I mean, they kind of just see. Well,
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Well, he doesn't talk back, so I mean, it's pretty easy to talk to him.
Yeah. You guys will be intellectual.
I will be talking soon.
Yeah, and he'll know a lot of things.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Lummy. Again,
you got where I'm going, and I think a lot of people do. If you really sit there and think about it for a minute.
You got where I'm going? Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
If you don't think about it at all, it makes perfect sense.
No, you got to think about it and
think about it and break it down, buddy.
I did. Think about that. The Jewish religion believes in the Old Testament and Adam and Eve are the first two people. So, and they're Jewish. I mean, that's where their religion came from. They worshiped God, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. They had kids and that just kept going. What religion did they have then, Anna?
I don't think they did. I think Abraham was considered the first Jew.
What? So you're saying that Abbott?
He goes, what?
So you're saying so they didn't worship God?
Hold on.
Why were they writing the book? Why were they writing the Bible?
Anna answers the question religiously based on her faith, what it really is, and Lemmy goes, what?
So what was
Noah
then?
So what was Noah? Noah? Because Noah was before Abraham.
Yes, he was.
You got Adam and Eve in Genesis, and then a little bit in Exodus, and Noah was Exodus and Leviticus. You didn't see Abraham until Numbers.
Abrahamic religions for a reason.
Yeah, hold on, you don't see Abraham till where?
Numbers and Deuteronomy.
I don't know. You might be right, but I know that Abraham is considered the first technical Jew.
Lemmy, you're the dumbest sounding right guy in the world.
Yeah, I am. It was Cain, Abel, and then after Cain and Abel, then that's when all the things started happening, and then they had the Tower of Babel. Abraham wasn't around for the Tower of Babel. He was after the Tower of Babel because they had it where they were trying to build this big tower to go up to heaven, and that's why God had them all switch out and go everywhere, and then there was a huge flood with Noah, and then when they came back with Noah, then Noah's family was technically the only one that was actually around, and then... Like that. Then you had Abraham, who was all the burning bush
like
and all this
Wars.
Other
that
stuff.
That was Moses, homie.
Sounds like a Star Wars.
No, Moses.
Movie.
No, it wasn't.
This crap.
No, what are you talking about?
Exactly
Moses.
Like,
Moses was the baby lived with the Egyptians
but
and
Moses
then freed.
Talked to the burning bush.
Okay, whatever.
Like,
but that, but Moses.
This
but Abraham.
Like a science fiction deal.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Abraham went up to the mountain to kill
yes,
his son.
Yes. Isaac.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And guess what? That was after Noah.
L. Ron Hubbard could have wrote a better book than this.
Well, he did.
He did. I mean, that's where he probably got half this stuff from. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. All right? Then I'm wrong. What? The Bible's right. I don't know.
If
Abraham's the first Jew, then you know what? Then he named himself the first Jew. That means Abraham came up with the Jewish thing. So then you're right, Anna, and that's why you're the champ. Congratulations.
Lemmy, nobody's arguing with you.
Her immediately.
Lemmy, no, don't salute.
He did. Thank you so much.
Let's tell me, he's my media supervisor.
Don't blame this on me.
With his left hand.
Lemmy.
Yes.
There's
no saluting.
No, I don't even know where to begin with you, buddy.
Do you want me to text you later and we can go over more Bible things?
No. Are you okay? As a friend, are you okay, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just, you know, when you're sitting there.
Are you double dosing right now?
No, but when you sit there and you have all this, like your brain just starts expanding and you start thinking all these different things and you have time to just sit and think. I think, you know, you start seeing things. Like I started looking last night even into how the flood was. And I think that technically, obviously, the flood wasn't the whole entire world, but it was just the Mediterranean Sea was filling up because it had such a big drought. Solo 4, 2018, 3,000 bits.
Because somebody left.
Someone left the water on. Yeah, because God left the water on.
God
and he flooded
left the
it.
Water.
He told Noah before. See?
All right, buddy.
He built a big ark.
Wait, I think you could be the Tony Robbins for dumb people.
He just said he was thinking about all that last night.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about it during the day and stuff. You know, you
think about stuff during the day.
Like, he's thinking about the great flood.
So yesterday, I can honestly say, Lemmy, that yesterday I didn't think about the Great Flood.
Oh. I got squirreled when I was, you know.
Leaving the water on?
No, I don't. No. I was thinking about it after I was thinking about all the animals and the goats and the ducks and all that kind of stuff. And then I started thinking about how
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark and the 2x2. And then I started thinking, well, there's no way that certain animals could have got on, obviously. And then there's certain animals that weren't around that area where they were saying.
Right, because it's a fake story.
Okay, well, you know what?
Exactly.
It might not be a fake story because the whole point is that the Mediterranean was very low because there's actually cities that are found in the Mediterranean that were flooded from back then.
Here. Ashley.
And they found the ark. Thank you.
Run.
In the Alps. Have a mic get to 5 subs.
Run, honey.
They found the ark.
Run.
They found wood up in the Alps. Because the water
went. Do you ever wake her up with your thoughts like this?
Hello.
She'd shoot me.
Yeah.
Hello.
She doesn't know where the guns are.
You're on
You know, if you go on Google Earth, you can see Lummox's goat castle from space. That's how big he built it, brother. If you type in studio...
That's right, Tampa Terry. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Tampa Terry. This wasn't even a smart, like, this wasn't even good heat. This was stupid heat, Tampa Terry. Sometimes you come up with some decent heat, but this one was quite stupid, my friend.
Well, it just shows that Lummox has no self-control, brother, because you told him to stop building the thing, and he couldn't stop building it, and he can't stop drinking and can't stop gambling.
No, Dip, that fake heat now, because I did stop building it, and you're just trying to get cheap heat now because Bubba called your BS call out because you didn't bring the heat, and you wasted your one phone call this early.
Let me have to back you on that one, buddy. I really do got to back you on that one.
Yeah, Lummy's right this time, for sure.